of goal setting involves the development of an action plan designed in order to motivate and guide a person or group toward a goal, and goals are more deliberate than desires and momentary intentions. Therefore, setting goals means that a person has committed thought, emotion, and behavior towards attaining that goal. We are talking about goal setting, and my guest this afternoon is Sister Shafia Katodia. Sister Shafia, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah for having me over.
It is a pleasure to have you. And goal setting, I think, you know, this is something some of us do without even realizing. But let me quickly just tell our listeners that you are a counselor, an NLP life coach, as well as business coach with a qualification from Gibbs. So they know that you know exactly what it is you're talking about with us today.
I hope
so. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, I just said I hope so.
Okay, I missed that because I was laughing at my own little joke. But goal setting is such an important thing, especially as, you know, we see life become more and more involved and more difficult. And younger mm-hmm. people are finding it, difficult to keep up with what's happening. And older people, with the changes that are taking place in the world, are finding that that goal setting has become a really important function.
Yes, it's forever changing dynamics. So our goals also need to be altered according to what exactly is happening around us.
Mm-hmm. So what then is the role and purpose of goal setting?
Okay. Andrew Carnegie was a very famous industrialist and philanthropist. He mm-hmm. said, if you want to be happy, set a goal that commands your thoughts. That says a lot. But let's talk about goal setting.
Mm-hmm.
Goal setting has an important role in our life, professional as well as personal life, because goals empowers us by keeping us focused and with clarity.
Mm.
And it's the first step into turning something that's invisible into visible. Like, for example, we want to go to travel on Hajj.
Yes.
We can't just say we want to go for Hajj and it automatically happens. So we need to set a goal, deciding your dates, the funds, the visas, the logistics, and et cetera, et cetera. So there's a lot of planning that goes into anything what we want to achieve. Of course, Hajj is one of the most important journeys of our life, but even mm-hmm. if it is a simple journey from going from Johannesburg to Durban, it requires some kind of goal setting.
Yes.
Goal setting is like a project, but with a plan, which we have to commit to and try to achieve it by a certain deadline.
Mm-hmm.
And goals obligates us to take action, regardless of the obstacles that may be in place.
Mm-hmm.
There can be a lot of obstacles in any goal. Whether it's a short-term goal or a long-term goal, but we have to look for different options. So in summary, the purpose of goal setting is to gain focus, clarity, direction, motivation, having a purpose to accomplish. It could be plenty of things that the purpose of goal setting is.
Mm-hmm.
But it needs to be something what we want.
Yes.
In my practice as a counselor and a business coach, we work through goal setting with clients. And one of the challenges we face during goal setting is it keeps changing. The reason it keeps changing, the goal, whether it's a personal or a business goal, is it does not go well with the reality. And the person mm-hmm. has not invested or taken time keeping the reality in mind when they are setting that goal.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that summarizes it.
That does summarize it. So when we're setting goals, obviously there would be some key principles involved. What are those principles that we're looking at?
The key principles in goal setting is trying to look at what kind of goal you're setting, whether it's a personal or professional goal. But there is something called SMART goal, which students to professionals use it. The SMART goal starts for, at, means SMART is specific, to be very, very specific about exactly what you want, so you have a clarity on the goal and it's not just vague. And then M stands for measurable. A goal which cannot be measured, you cannot achieve it.
Yes.
Then A starts for achievable, and R starts for real, stands for realistic. Mm-hmm. The goal has to be realistic, and T stands for time bound. So if our goals are not in realistic time zone, then it's very difficult to achieve them. So when you mean the key points, so are you also asking multiple factors that would be determining our goals?
Well, I think you've basically summarized it, because you can't set a goal if it's not realistic. You're never going to achieve it. You know, and if it's not time bound, you can, I can say I'm setting a goal to go for Hajj, but I haven't set a time limit. So that can go on for years and years and years, and you're not going to achieve it. So I think you've basically given us, SMART basically tells us all of that, you know. So, but what happens to people who cannot remain motivated when they've set goals?
Okay. Motivation is the energy that drives us to achieve goals. So I think the most important thing is, right at the beginning, we need to know if that goal is decided by us and it's meaningful to us with a purpose. If your goal is meaningful, it's easier to achieve it. Like I said, setting SMART goals is one very good criteria to keep motivated, because then you can see exactly where you're going. Another way to be motivated is, if one plan doesn't work, have a backup plan. Look for other options. We mustn't get disappointed when one option does not work. Again, important is to getting organized. Keeping the bigger picture in mind, that why are we going towards a certain direction. Rewarding ourselves for our small efforts also gives the mind a positive shift towards the end goal. So we don't need to wait till everything is achieved. We can reward ourselves with our small achievements, or even celebrate the small achievements that can keep us going towards our goal.
Right, and then I think then the next question I would ask you is being realistic. You know, sometimes we want certain things and we don't realize that they can actually be very unrealistic and sometimes maybe not even achievable. How do we then stay grounded and make sure that our goals are achievable? As you said, you know, following that SMART acronym.
Okay, so the most important thing about unrealistic goal is unrealistic deadline. This was said by Brian Stacey, the motivational speaker and author, who said that there are no unrealistic goals, only unrealistic deadlines. So as the word unrealistic says, it's not practical or not real or not true. And it does not blend with our reality. It's unrealistic goals are not achievable or not realistic. Yes. I know there's a lot of repetition that's being done here, but it's so important in the SMART goal to know that achievable and realistic go together. Like, for example, if someone is planning to study, but they miss the registration deadline, or they're not meeting the required criteria for entry, the goal automatically becomes unrealistic. So it's very important to keep the limitations and obstacles in mind when we set a certain goal.
Yes. All right. I think we can talk about this subject for quite some time, because there's quite a bit to cover, but we do have limited time, so we're going to have to end there. But jazakallah khair for your time. And I think it's given us some idea of how the importance of goal setting and, you know, to ensure that we follow the SMART principle when we are setting goals, so that we stay and make sure our goals are realistic and achievable, inshallah.
Yes, and they must also blend with our reality.
Yes. If
something is working for one person, does not mean it will work for us, because our realities are different.
Yes. All right. Jazakallah khair for that.
Jazakallah for having me over.
It was a pleasure. Shukran for making the time. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.